You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 27. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. Hello and welcome back.
Hey guys, we're so happy to have you back listening again. Today we're going to talk about Meg's special Minute with Mom.
Yes, and it's something that I mention frequently, and it's something that's become part of my vocabulary that I forget, like, oh, you don't know what this is?
No.
So we're going to describe it a little bit, but really the whole purpose of Minute with Mom is connecting with my kids.
Yeah.
So it just, this is what it looks like, but Karen also does things every day to connect with her kids. She just doesn't like the weird names.
I don't have special terms for all my things. No. But let's just start though first with talking about the importance of connecting with your kids every day. I think that that's just a really, really valuable thing and something that's needed each and every day with your kids. Something I noticed, I'm often working on my computer with my back to the room. So my desk is against a wall. And so my kids will wake up in the morning while I'm working, while I'm blogging, working on stuff, and they'll come in and I hear them. And I always stop and make a conscious effort to make eye contact, to touch them, to give them a good morning. And because there were many times I noticed that I wouldn't for a little while because I was just, you know, busily working away. And so I've tried to really just first thing in the morning, always make that conscious effort of giving them my full attention for a couple of minutes and just, how was your night? How are you feeling? You know, how are you doing today? Just to make sure that they feel that moment of love at the start of their day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Just think of how you feel if somebody were treating you that way, right? Like, let's throw our husbands under the bus for 2 seconds, even though I do adore mine. But have you ever talked to your husband and they're looking at their cell phone and they're like, yeah. And then you're like, what did I say?
And they have no idea.
No. And I've totally been guilty.
I've been guilty of that as well too. But yeah, I think we've all been guilty of that. And it just doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't. It's like, never mind. My story wasn't that important anyway. Like, you're not listening. And so I'm not trying to like throw them really under the bus, but I was just saying that for an example, because your children are humans too, and they have feelings as well. And so not that you can be on show the whole entire day.
Right. That's what I was just going to say. It's really hard when you are home all day with your children to listen to every single story and every single thing they want to tell you. But it also is really important to make those connections and to let them know that you are listening and you do care about what they're saying.
Yes. And I, with that, because they are home all day, it's not bad to give them boundaries. Like, you can tell me that story at our special time.
Yeah.
Like, because if you sit there with 4 or 7 children all day long telling you all their amazing thoughts and stories, you would never even go to the bathroom. So, right. So that's how kind of Minute with Mom was created. So it was your special one-on-one time with just yours truly.
Yeah. So explain how yours works.
So we literally take turns. We do our group subjects and then we separate from, they do their individual subjects while I start with the one-on-one Minute with Mom. And they're so funny because sometimes they call it like first, last, I'm second, I'm third.
Oh,
and
funny.
Sometimes they go through phases where like, ugh, I don't want to be first. And so don't think that they're always excited like about it. They are human. Just because sometimes they're like, I want to get all my schoolwork done.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're like, I want to get this done and then bust through my schoolwork. So they usually call it and they create their own order. It's totally random. So they would come in and we've talked about the little checkbooks that they have. And I literally go through their checkbooks with them. So they will be telling me in my book yesterday, and they do have a narration book for me. And that's kind of a Charlotte Mason style with something they read from the day before. They either draw a picture, they write a story about it. My kids really like to make comics about it or cartoons, but just something so that they can tell me about what they read. I actually love doing it the day after they read it because it makes them remember what they're reading.
Yeah, I was just thinking that so many times my kids don't remember even the day before what we talked about.
Yes.
So that's a good reminder.
So it's really giving them this great skill of being able to remember and retain what they've read.
Mm-hmm.
And I even love sometimes they're like, I had to reread it because I'm like, I don't know what I just read, especially scriptures,
right,
for being honest. And so we would go through theirs all the time. And I know my Joshie loves to try to make me laugh. So his are always over the top and silly. my kid like I do. I would do weird names. So I'm Megalodon, right? So he has a Megalodon in all of his drawings, right? And my kids usually have some weird thing that's always in their drawings and like to try to make me giggle. Now, it really is a great thing to just kind of check things off the list. But what happens some days, yes, it's literally checking off the list. Mm-hmm. But some days it's like I'm struggling or I have a question. I don't understand. I mean, especially we just talked about sex in the last two episodes ago.
Yeah.
And I actually had great conversations. It inspired me. I thought, oh, hey, does anybody have any questions? And then one-on-one, people came to me and said, hey, what is this body part? I was like, fantastic. I actually know where that one is.
That's great.
But having that time, like, oh, I know I can ask her at this time. Mm-hmm. Or I know I'm going to get this one-on-one time with mom. And from my oldest to my youngest, they all want that one-on-one time with me and with mom, right? Like a lot of kids do. And so I've noticed it helps them to feel more confident because they know they're going to get it. You know, when you're in that scarcity mindset, like, I'm never going to talk to my mom. She's going to be on the computer all the time, or she's with a client, or she's grocery shopping. Like, she's never going to sit and listen with me.
Yeah.
Like, they know they're always going to get that.
Right.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Kind of fun.
And I just love, I love how organized you have it. So my system is not a system, but I do have check-ins with my kids all day long. Like I just kind of like throughout the day, I'll pop in and how are you doing? You know, what can I help you with? What have you gotten done? Show me what you read. You know, I just am frequently doing it throughout the day with my kids, just sort of always present, but it's not so formal as that. And I've learned, I like to kind of start with the littlest because my littlest ones are usually the ones that need the most out of me or want and crave the most out of me. And so I'll make sure to start there and give them some personalized time because they always need the most help with their schoolwork anyway. And so I start with my youngest daughter, Millie, and we will do her schoolwork first and work through some things there. And then I give her a little break and move to the next one up and just kind of work with them on the things that they need help with. And just sort of, you know, checking in on them that way. And that's how mine goes on a typical day. I don't have any fancy names or any like
no cheers,
no cute drawings, but it's simple and basic, but that's what works well for our family.
Yeah. And that's kind of whatever does work. Mm-hmm. I love too, is that it's that time where you just get to be alone with them, snuggle on the couch. I always have a blanket with me.
Yeah.
So it's cuddling up. And then my kids, their narrations books have become little treasures to them and little journals.
That's neat.
Or even memories. And I think I've talked about this one before with Joshua's, it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than a rich man into heaven was one of our favorite narrations. And it is one my family still giggles about. Like, you got it, Frank, and it's a big old fat camel, like trying to jump through a needle. And it was just so, it's just fun to laugh and giggle. And it's an easy way for me to know like that I'm going to get something done, because sometimes bedtime for me, honestly, sometimes is chaos. And I don't stay up late. I've tried. The other night, I'm like, I'm going to stay up till 9:30. And by like 9, I'm out. I'm
the same way. I was dying. My husband was out of town. It was a couple weeks ago. My son was at a friend's house. And I told him I'd pick him up at 9. And so at 9, I mean, you know, this 10th grade boy wants to stay out later than 9 on a Friday night. But I'm like, I can't. If dad's home, yeah, but I can't. So I was going to pick him up. I'm driving there and he texts me and he's like, can I just stay a little later? I'm like, I can't stay up later. I just can't do it. So I totally get it. It's hard.
Because I do love, I've another weird name, but read and feed. I love that at nighttime, and we will read a cute little picture book and I'll have a little snack. But honestly, I've been so sleepy by 8:30 that I'm like, ooh.
See, we do have story time every night together too. We snuggle up on the couch and usually have two different ones because of differing ages wanting different things. And so, yeah, we do that. But there are nights when it's really hard.
Yes. And so this is something that I can do consistently. Mm-hmm. And so I like that because the story time has become a fun novelty. Like, hey, mom's awake. But I was going to add this, like, what do you do? Don't you have kids who interrupt? Mm-hmm. Do your kids ever interrupt you?
Oh, of course. Often, yes.
And so we have, like with a baby, they can obviously be in there. Mm-hmm. So Master George can come in, and I usually try to give him a whiteboard or something to color with so he can be by me without distracting mm-hmm. them or coloring on their stuff. but for everybody else, if they try to come in, we ask them two questions. And the first one is it important? And if they're like, yes, it's super important, then you're like, but can it wait? And then you get the little like, oh, I don't know if it can. You're like, seems like it can wait. Like, nobody's bleeding. No. Like, okay. Like, I think it can wait. Like, the dog hasn't ran away. It hasn't eaten the chickens. No. Okay. Then it can wait. And it's usually then when I go back to them and ask them, like, oh, I can't even remember what I was going to ask you. I'm like, okay, good thing that I didn't interrupt. So that's just training. Like, my kids are human, and they do come in and want to, like, hey, Mom, I just thought about it. And I was like, oh, can't wait. I'm like, oh, yes. Okay. So talk about it when it's your turn, right?
Yeah.
Or wait till I'm done, and then we can talk about it.
And that's such a great thing, too, because that makes the child that you're with feel like they really do have your undivided attention. So that's nice.
Yeah. And so it really is just connecting mm-hmm. with your kid. And whether that looks like snuggling and reading together, and I think reading is a beautiful way to connect with them. We do our read alouds in the morning when I'm perky and wide awake, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I don't know when I became such a morning person. That's why Karin and I are such good friends.
I've always been one, so I don't know.
I know I can text Karin at 5:30 and she'll answer me mm-hmm. back.
It's true.
I never have to worry about waking her in the morning.
No.
I don't text after 9. Don't worry about that.
No, me neither.
But like I was thinking, my husband, the way he connects with our kids looks very different. And I would assume for yours
as
well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That my husband uses sports a lot. Mm-hmm.
So does mine.
To connect with the kids. And so it was actually a little heartbreaking. This last Saturday was a football game and none of the kids were there. And he was like, what do I do? Because they're just older and teenagers. And
they have
like
other stuff to do now.
They're getting out. And so I thought, oh, okay, well, I got my time still. So I guess I'm good. But, mm-hmm. So homeschool is a great way just to always be connecting with them. And then this just takes it a little bit more in depth of really building that relationship.
But I will say that that's one of the most beautiful things about homeschooling in general is the stronger relationships you're going to be building with your children. And whether you're doing it through Minute with Mom or throughout the day in little bits or however you work it into your home, these connections are so special and they're going to really strengthen your family and relationships with you and your child, but also between siblings as well. And it's been a huge benefit for us.
Yeah. Well, I think about that too. So my boy's about to turn 13 tomorrow. So I'm going to have 4 teenagers. And I was waiting for the teenager stuff to be crazy and awful and everybody's going to be giving me grief. And it's not perfect because that doesn't exist, right?
No.
But like, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. And as we're here, I had kids who need to run, be ran different places. And so one... it'd be nice if we had a car for every driver, but alas, that kind of actually would be obnoxious too. But so my husband's at work. I have a car here. And then there's one car for the two boys to share. Mm-hmm. And one needs to go to work. And then I needed somebody else to take another boy to a flag football practice. Mm-hmm. And so they totally figured it out. The one was like, I'll ride my bike to work so you can take this one. And it was just neat to see the camaraderie because I'm working all the time as connecting one-on-one with my child and then connecting the family as, like as a group community. So it's working.
That's
exciting
great.
To see like you, I'm reaping what I've sown.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Well, awesome. So thank you guys for listening. Hopefully this helps answer some of your questions on the Minute with Mom and how to connect with your kids better. And we will talk to you again in another week.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.